This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So over the weekend, these pictures of Jaden Daniels with Juju Watkins and video of Jaden Daniels with Juju Watkins kind of went viral. And it's interesting. So he's just sitting there. Look, they're both from Southern California. She plays for USC. They're there for a Mississippi State Cal game, March Madness. They seem to be having a good time. And then the mom gets in the middle of the two. And it's been known that the mom has said her greatest fear. I think this was when he was at LSU. LSU had a show about kind of their NIL players that featured the football players, but I think it also featured Paul Skeens. And she had that video where she was like, she's just worried about the women.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people looked at it and were like, well, what's going on? I don't know if there's that big of a deal in that case. And I don't know the sequence.
She's
to be honest,
blocking him.
I don't know the sequence.
It's the clearest indicator ever. I mean, she's sitting right in between them. I don't know the sequence either, but I know at one point,
like, was she sitting in between?
At one point,
after?
They were sitting next to each other, and then there's a shot where she's sitting directly in between them. Classic C block.
But I'm guessing if he was going to the game with his mom,
yeah,
that their seats were next to each other.
I don't know.
So
probably yes.
This is just my own speculation that if their seats are next to each other, and then maybe she went up to get some popcorn or something, and then he scooched over and talked to her, or she scooched over and talked to him, then the mom comes back and they split.
There's not an innocent reason the mom interjected herself in between. There's no doubt about it. Any mother, like if you had two kids and you're the parent, you're not going to sit between the two kids unless you have a reason. That's not an innocent thing, like you went to get popcorn and then I'm going to just, by mistake, sit in between. No, that's not what happened. The mom got in between for whatever reason. She waited for the opportunity and she got in between.
She waited for Juju to leave and then she sat down. And,
or whatever. Like JP said, they went to get popcorn or something, but it's not innocent. Like, not saying it's bad, but it's just the mom, certainly it was calculated.
Seems like it.
There's just no doubt about it. Yeah. I mean, can you imagine going with your kids? And let's say, it doesn't matter, boy, girl, you're not going to sit in between the two kids, right? If your kids are 18, 19, 20, 21,
you let them hang out.
Yeah, you let the kids hang out, you mind your own business.
Right.
But the mood definitely changed with Juju. Like, there's video of her and Jaden having playful banter, and then the mom sits down, and then she has like a sourpuss face.
Yeah, well, they're vibing.
She could have that reputation where she's a little controllable.
Now, Bucky's telling me that they're cousins. Is that true?
I saw that online. Asked Drab, and he said not true.
Okay.
I said I don't think that's
a rumor.
True. I saw one tweet go around that everyone just saying the same thing.
No, but I think that might be true. I feel like I've actually heard that before.
Who made up the lie that Juju and Jaden are cousins, and why are y'all running with it? That's the first tweet that I see about
their moms are sisters. That's what somebody...
Their moms are sisters. Okay.
That's what Bucky said.
Well, that would make you a cousin.
Yeah. You would have to look that up. Maybe it's true. But either way, I mean, maybe she's trying to prevent some
craziness. She's overly protective of Jaden. She's said it before. Like, there's a quote from her when she was asked what she's most concerned about him going to the NFL, and her quote was, girls.
Right, that's what I'm talking about. It was from that show, I can't remember the name of the show, where they featured all the LSU players.
Now, all that being said, I don't care how involved the mom is. Mm-hmm. I actually don't care. Just keep doing what you're doing. Just keep that Hall of Fame trajectory.
Yeah.
Just keep. So, in fact, keep doing exactly what you're doing.
Right.
Because it's working.
Yeah. You,
so
you
I
know
would
what?
Say.
She can butt in anywhere as long as Jaden keeps accounting for 30 total touchdowns.
You guys, that's too weird. He's a grown man. He's 25. You know how old that is?
It's I know.
He can't have his
all
mommy breaking up his social sessions.
Yeah, I don't care.
I don't care what he does in his dating life.
Hi, mommy. I don't care if he's stunted in his personal life.
Hi, mommy.
And put
people
up big
acting
numbers.
Like Juju is some groupie trying to catch a bag. She's just as famous as he is almost. She's just absolute
in her own sport.
But
she is almost as famous as Jaden.
Okay. Yeah. How are those women's ratings with no more Caitlin Clark?
Cakes, don't be
she
a jerk.
She doesn't play football.
She's an absolute star.
I understand. I know what sport she plays.
She's an absolute star, and she's a 2-time All-American. She'll be a top pick in the WNBA draft.
She's a one-namer.
She's women hoops famous. I'll give her that.
Can we just find out if they're cousins or not?
I think she's sports famous. Like, I don't know women's hoopsters, but I know who she is.
I know her name. I know who she is. I understand. She's famous than Jaden Daniels.
I can name five female college basketball players.
That might be two or three more.
Two or three more.
I think I know.
Paige Beckers and her.
Connecticut and her.
Nah, I probably only know the one. Paige.
Hey, it's semantics. She's not a groupie. She's not some floozy trying to steal
his
money.
They're just hanging out. They're trying to
find
out.
They might be cousins.
Mind your business, Mom. He's doing too much. She's got to relax.
He'll naturally figure it out. He's obviously a pretty grounded kid.
Isn't this where Valdez is supposed to butt in like he did like a month ago on Twitter when he told the mom to just mind your business?
I sniffed this out very early. I don't know. It's embarrassing. He's 25.
I know, but
he's 24.
I don't care. Let him be. I don't care.
You had a big problem with RG3's dad being all involved.
May have been affecting stuff. He's playing amazing. So just keep playing great. I don't care. Whatever the mom's doing, keep doing it.
If you read further into it, the Sporting News wrote a quick article about it because they were seen sitting together.
Yeah,
at that Mississippi State Cal game.
Yeah,
they don't talk about any family relationship.
Yeah,
they talk about how they've been friends. She's 19, he's 24. They kind of grew up. You know, they obviously grew up in California.
So they've known each other a long
time. They've just known each other for a while. They don't. There's nothing there that talks about how they're related.
Well, let's just look up who is so and so's mom, Juju's mom, whatever, and let's look up Jaden's mom, and let's.
I don't.
Yeah, break down the family tree.
I don't know.
Let's just see if there's any mention anywhere of that with any validity that they're cousins. Maybe they're just cousins like their friends' cousins.
She's just an overly.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, but she's.
Sometimes say that's my cousin.
Look, yeah,
she's
not really related.
Just like slang. It's my cousin.
Yeah,
she's an overly involved mom.
She's
I don't think
involved.
That necessarily hurts.
Yes.
His game on the field.
That.
This dates back to her days at Arizona State. I just had to look it up to just remind myself. There were reports that, you know, these were recruiting violations. That she and Antonio Pierce took recruits' parents to a strip club. She paid for flights for recruits.
Right.
She's always been super involved.
Right. We had heard, I would even use the term, she was a nightmare in college. We had heard that term before.
That reputation.
Yeah. And that's fine. Now, with RG3, I remember it was actually causing issues with Robert's dad having the run of the place, which apparently behind the scenes people say she kind of does too over in Ashburn. But is anybody complaining about the mom from the team?
Not right now.
Not that I've heard.
Yeah.
Now, maybe behind closed doors they are, but I haven't heard anything publicly.
Yeah.
And this we don't know. Like this conversation with Juju Watkins, maybe he's interested or maybe it's completely innocent. I don't think it's a cousin, but maybe it's a cousin. Maybe he has a girlfriend. We have no idea. He could have a private life that we have no idea about.
He was recently on the record saying that he's not going to have a girlfriend.
Right. Drab, it's weird. The mom's not a weirdo.
She's not the main character. She's got to relax a little bit and stop taking your mommy everywhere.
Hi, mommy.
Hey, mommy.
He's a great kid. He's amazing.
He's a great kid. Let him be.
He's great.
She's stunted.
She's tilting me.
I know. Look, it is tilting, but he's stunted socially, I guess. It's fine.
He's playing great.
Well, it's the mom. If we're going with the mom everywhere, there's obviously some emotional attachment there that's crazy.
And it was disrespectful to Juju. I'm sorry.
Because?
She's a superstar. She's not some floozy trying to get to Jaden Daniels.
Mm-hmm. I think if they were related, it would be more out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think so.
It would be more established.
So Bucky's spreading misinformation.
Is...
Yeah. No, but there was a tweet out there.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Bucky's believing the tweet.
I mean, I like Bucky, but your source is Bucky.
I don't even know if Bucky knows how to use social media.
Right? I think he probably does.
I'm not even convinced.
All right. If you want to chime in, you can at 800-636-1067. You can also vote on a poll of the day. Did Derek Queen travel in the game-winning buzzer beater? You can do that at Junks Radio. We'll be right back.